The lawsuit over allegedly defective engines for the state's fast ferries has come to an end. A settlement was announced Friday afternoon in Juneau Superior Court after nearly 3 years of litigation and just before the start of trial. Senior Assistant Attorney General Dana Burke said in court that the Alaska Marine Highway System will get 8 new engines provided by the German manufacturer. There'll be an option for the state to purchase 2 spare engines, nearly at cost. Burke says the settlement also calls for a maintenance agreement and new 5-year extended warranty on the new engines for the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega.
We've built into this settlement agreement an improved, mutually beneficial working relationship that's going to allow these engines to continue to operate in ferry service from here on out. And it's not just a rhetorical flourish with respect to an agreement to do that. We have binding commitments that make us do that.
Burke promised that the settlement agreement will be made public as soon as all the parties sign off on it. That may happen within the next week. Doug Serdaily is the Alaska attorney for the German manufacturer.
It has taken the parties and counsel working full-time nearly 3 weeks to develop this settlement agreement, and a lot of thought and effort has gone into it. And we both sides think it's a very fair and a very reasonable agreement for both sides.
The state hopes to preserve its interests against Robert E. Director Incorporated, the Connecticut shipyard that built the ferries and the other defendant in the case. That company is mired in bankruptcy court and is not currently part of the state's lawsuit.